A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "What is your opinion? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, will he not leave the 99 in the hills and go in search of the stray? And if he finds it, amen, I say to you, he rejoices more over it than over the 99 that did not stray. In just the same way, it is not the will of your heavenly Father that one of these little ones be lost." The Gospel of our Lord. The story is very familiar to us, isn't it? It comes in both Matthew's and Luke's Gospels, but with very different purposes. In Luke, it's part of a rebuke to the Pharisees. But in Matthew, Jesus tells it to his disciples while holding a small child before him. And that's the significance of these little ones. Both Matthew and Luke refer to one of the sheep going astray. We usually think this means the sheep is being willful and making a big mistake. But I don't think Matthew really means that. Another Bible translates the Greek word as strays, which is just slightly different from goes astray. And other translations are to wander or to roam. If we think of the shepherd's flock as the community of little ones that Jesus has been talking about using the child as his model, then the one that strays is not making a deliberate or even a careless act of rejection. Rather, it seems to be making a search, a kind of exploration of other places, other options, a way of seeking its own identity, maybe. Not that it dislikes the flock or the shepherd, but it's just something it has to do. Think of the child today who wanders away from home, maybe down to the river or onto the construction site or up the elevator in the mall. Mum and dad so desperately worried and search everywhere until they find the youngster and will be so relieved. But if they have any rebuke for the child, it's likely to be tempered with thankfulness and admiration. The child wasn't being naughty, just exploring the world to see what was there. And I think in some ways this is the kind of story Jesus is telling here. It's good that 99% of the community can find nourishment and security in the hills, certain that this is exactly where they belong. But there will be the occasional one that doesn't find that immediate fulfillment there and needs to take a walk. And how do those other 99 feel about the shepherd rushing off on a search and then crazy with joy when he returns with the wanderer? Well, some of them might grumble a bit. But we need risk takers. We need that oddball in our community, that Tom Sawyer or Pippi Longstocking, who will stretch the rules and venture out into the unknown. Rosa Parks and Dan Berrigan. I can think of a few church people today too. And the fact is that venturesome is someone very special in the eyes of the shepherd. And the one who is found, who returns to the flock with the shepherd, has brought something important back with him or her. And that's why the shepherd is so joyful. I puzzled a bit as to why, at this time of Advent, we are reading this gospel today. But I realized that Jesus is the supreme example of the one who strayed from what was expected. Whoever would have thought that God would choose to become one of his creatures who have all the signs of an imperfect being. Yet that is what God did. Emmanuel. And in so doing, in revealing the closeness of the divine and the human, God has changed our world. We need reminding of the joy that awaits us with the arrival of the one who always seeks for those who are lost and those who stray in pursuit of truth. And we need to be on the watch for those in our community, in our church, who are willing to peer into the unknown in the hope of discovering more about incarnation.